From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Now, the nationwide race for control of the Congress. Based on polls, it is now considered possible that the Democrats could take control of the House of Representatives, and control of the U.S. Senate, which seemed almost certain to remain in Republican hands just a few months ago, now appears to be the subject of a real contest. Joining us to talk about this are Jennifer Duffy, who is the Senate expert for the Cook Political Report. Welcome back to the program, Jennifer
Duffy.
Thank you. And Chuck Todd, who's editor-in-chief of the online Political Digest Hotline. Welcome to the program, Chuck Todd.
Great. Thank you.
First, the House, Chuck. What is the informed view nowadays of how close the race is for a majority of the House of Representatives in November?
It seems like there's been a mindset shift, particularly inside the Beltway, but now you're sort of seeing it seep outside the Beltway, where among the smart strategists, particularly in the Republican side, there is total doom and gloom with the Republicans that they can keep control of the House. In fact, it's almost a given they think that they lose the House. The question is, how badly, what kind of deficit will they have going into 08? Sort of. But that said, you know, they are still fighting this thing. Like, maybe they can keep their losses to 10 or 12 seats. You know, the Democrats need 15 to gain control. And ever since the Mark Foley scandal, it seems like they've continued to sort of, the Republicans are giving away seats. They've given away a seat with Tom DeLay. They've given away a seat in Arizona. Now it appears they've given away one in Florida. They've given away one potentially in Ohio. Then you have the news about the National Party potentially pulling out of Ohio for a Senate race. Well, that has a trickle-down effect on four other House races in that state. So suddenly getting to 15 seats doesn't seem very difficult. The question is, can Republicans keep the Democrats from winning, say, more than 20 seats? And I think it appears that they're almost in that mode, as opposed to the mode of just trying to keep control. It's getting very difficult.
I just want you to pursue your geographical division of America into inside the Beltway, that is, in and around Washington, D.C., and the rest of the country. Were state political operatives any more sensitive to this? Were they aware of what was going on?
Well, I think what's happening is this pessimism is contagious. In fact, the genius of this Republican Party for so long is that they always avoided pessimism. You know, pessimism was for the Democratic Party mindset. They were always pessimistic. They always were doubting their ability to win. They always would snatch defeat from victory, where the Republicans always had this ability to be optimistic, even in times when they shouldn't have been, and yet they were able to pull victory from defeat. And so this time, boy, you're just not seeing it. We're seeing all sorts of evidence in various states where you just have Republican volunteers sort of in a doom and gloom mode, wondering, boy, if the folks, smart folks back in Washington don't think we can win, then why should I make my 100 phone calls tonight? Why should I do my door knocking? And so that's the danger here the Republican Party faces, not just in the House races, but then that can trickle up into Senate races and governor's races.
Well, Jennifer Duffy, as we heard from Chuck Todd, there is a story that the New York Times put on the front page today, but it's been around before that the Republicans are no longer sending national money to support the campaign of Republican incumbent Senator Mike DeWine in Ohio. What's the significance of that?
Well, I think the significance is that in some ways the party's raised a white flag in Ohio. The environment in Ohio has been bad for Republicans all cycle. I think the latest downturn in Republican numbers nationally has made it worse. It's almost a hit that these Republican candidates in Ohio can't sustain. Now, you know, Senator DeWine certainly has a sizable war chest. He is going to continue his campaign. It just won't be with a lot of help from the Republican Party. What it does tell us, though, is that they are now shifting what they're calling their firewall to seats they need to maintain in order to maintain their majority.
And that would include which Senate seats?
Well, there are three of them right now. You're looking at Missouri, Tennessee, and Virginia. If Democrats want control, they need to win two of three of those seats.
In the House races, as we heard from Chuck Todd, the Mark Foley, Congressman Mark Foley scandal seems to have had some impact. Do voters make any distinction when it comes to the Senate, or what do you get a sense is driving so many voters, in the polls at least, away from, well, even some Republican incumbents who seemed pretty safe earlier this year?
You know, I think that the Foley scandal per se has not had a direct impact on Senate races. But if you take Mark Foley and Continued Bad News in Iraq, and Bob Woodward's book, State of Denial, which has been quite critical of the administration, and the national security estimates, intelligence estimates, because they were all these things happened around the same time. It's almost like it just handed every Republican candidate 20 more pounds of wet sand to carry around.
You mean if you've been standing by the president on Iraq all this time and being a good soldier in the GOP, suddenly it's not such an asset, right?
It's not an asset, and I just think that voters, Democrats and a lot of independents are angry, and Republicans are discouraged.
There are three more weeks of campaigning. And in many states, the candidates, either for senator or governor, have had their big debates already. Jennifer, what does experience tell you about how much motion there might be typically in the last 3 weeks of a non-presidential election year? Can it be a lot?
Well, I think in these close races, certainly what is left to do is, the final attacks back and forth, trying to score some points there. And then it is getting your voters out to the polls. Democrats, especially in Senate races this year, feel that they have put, an operation on the ground to do that, to sort of go head to head with Republicans' very successful a turnout operation over the last two elections. This is pretty much what goes on in the last 3 weeks.
I'm curious to hear from both of you, but before I let you go, Congressman Foley's problems may have dominated the news for a week or so, but does this election, is it likely to go down as the Iraq election? What do you think, Chuck?
Oh, I think it definitely will. All in all, look, this thing is about Iraq. It's been about Iraq for 18 months, and it's going to be, I think, about Iraq at the end of the day, particularly if the Democrats win. If the Democrats don't win, we're going to have a harder time saying that this was about Iraq.
Jennifer Duffy?
Not only is it about Iraq, but as midterm elections tend to be, this is also a referendum on President Bush and his policies on Iraq, on national security, on the economy. This is what midterm elections are about. They are referendums on the party in power.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking politics with us today. Jennifer Duffy of the Cook Political Report and Chuck Todd of The Hotline. Thanks.
Thank you.
And thank you.